From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States and Russia have reached agreement on a ceasefire in southwest Syria. The deal marks a new level of involvement for the Trump administration in trying to resolve Syria's civil war. Details about the agreement and how it will be implemented have yet to be made available. Officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity say the ceasefire is set to take effect Sunday at noon Damascus time. Previous ceasefires in Syria have collapsed or failed to reduce violence for long, and it is unclear whether this deal would be any better. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have discussed various things, and he anticipates future developments to be beneficial to both countries. Luis Ramirez reports from Hamburg.
It was the most highly anticipated event of this G20 summit. U.S. President Donald Trump sat down with the Russian leader for the first time on the sidelines of the two-day gathering. The meeting was cordial, with Trump telling Putin the U.S. looks forward to, in his words, a lot of very positive things happening for Russia and for the United States. Putin told Trump he was delighted to meet him personally. Trump told Putin he was honored to meet him.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Leaders from the United States, South Korea, and Japan agreed Friday to urge the United Nations to speed up the implementations of sanctions against North Korea following the country's July 4th intercontinental ballistic missile launch. The three leaders are asking the international community to quickly implement all United Nations Security Council resolutions meant to punish North Korea. They called on nations bordering North Korea to help convince North Korea to stop threatening other countries and halt its ballistic missile program, according to the session readout. This is VOA News. A UN conference adopted an international treaty banning nuclear weapons Friday, but the world's nine nuclear powers boycotted the proceedings, leaving its impact in doubt. The treaty was adopted by 122 countries. The Netherlands voted against the measure, and Singapore abstained from voting. Ambassador Elaine White Gomez of Costa Rica served as president of the UN conference that negotiated the treaty.
Este texto deja abiertas.
This text leaves an open door so that nuclear weapon states and other states who control them can be parties to this agreement. So this shows the political resolve of this conference by bringing together the necessary conditions in order to eliminate these weapons.
The treaty prohibits states who sign and ratify it from developing, testing, producing, manufacturing, otherwise acquiring, possessing, or stockpiling nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. The treaty will enter into force once 50 states have signed and ratified the measure. This Sunday marks 2 years since China began a sweeping crackdown on human rights lawyers, and it has sparked an international outcry and raised concerns about the mistreatment of detainees in custody. Philip Alexio reports.
On July 27th, authorities in China issued a provision stipulating that courts shall exclude confessions extracted through torture and that interrogations of criminal suspects must take place in regulated settings. But courts will be left to determine whether evidence has been illegally extracted. Albert Ho, a member of Hong Kong's Legislative Council, said that he finds it hard to believe China will implement the non-torture regulation.
They only pay lip service to international conventions on human rights or against torture. They are doing totally different things. They are most well-organized liars in human history.
Following renewed allegations of torture, international rights groups have recently submitted a joint report to the UN's Committee Against Torture, which they say should be used for China's next rights review. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The UN Cultural Agency on Friday declared the Old City in West Bank town of Hebron as a Palestinian World Heritage Site. The decision outraged Israeli officials who say the move negated deep Jewish ties to the biblical town and its ancient shrine. Qatar is calling allegations made against it by four Arab countries that it supports extremist groups as false and defamatory. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain broke ties with Qatar early last month and accused the country of thwarting all efforts aimed at resolving the rift and said it intends to continue its policy aimed at destabilizing security in the region. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.